This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Hillary Clinton did everything she could Friday to call abortion advocates to help her become president. Addressing Planned Parenthood Action Fund members, she thanked them for abortion and pledged to protect Planned Parenthood and to be their partner through this election campaign and beyond. She went so far as to praise the doctor caught on video who promised undercover investigators that her procedures could be used to make designer specimens for sale from any abortion. Susan B. Anthony List President Marjorie Dannenfelser says it's revealing that at Clinton's first stop as the nominee, she placed abortion and the supporters of unlimited abortion at the center of her campaign, despite a majority of Americans being in opposition to most abortions. Speaking to pro-life advocates, Donald Trump again drilled in on his list of Supreme Court candidates, saying each one is pro-life, and said, "We want to uphold the sanctity and dignity of life." This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. Designed to crack down on several specific groups of people who coerce abortions, Michigan Governor Rick Snyder signed a bill to protect women from being coerced into abortion. Recent studies show as many as 64% of women who had abortions felt coerced. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.